Liberia votes today for a president. The winner's job is to lead the recovery from a devastating civil war in the country founded by freed American slaves. One candidate is an international soccer star. Another wants to become Africa's first elected female head of state, and she's known as the Iron Lady. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
In Liberia, where security remains a top priority after the 14-year civil war, most people are praying for a peaceful presidential election today. But the 15,000 United Nations peacekeepers here are taking no chances. Alan Doss is the head of UNMIL, the UN mission in Liberia.
We will be very present, and I've said on several occasions, I repeat it now, that UNMIL would react robustly to any effort to disrupt the electoral process before, during, and after. I hope that will not be needed. I'm convinced that the people of Liberia on the 8th of November will turn out to vote for peace.
That message from the UN is all over the airwaves here in Liberia. So too are promos like this, urging Liberians to go out and vote.
Mama?
Yes, Musu?
Are you going to vote for the second round?
1.3 million Liberians are eligible to vote for their new leader in this second round runoff presidential poll, and hopes are high for peace in this West African nation, where war has ruined the economy and the infrastructure. George Weah won the first round of voting last month. His international soccer career saw him named the world's soccer supremo back in 1995. Although Weah has little formal education and no political experience, Liberia's defeated presidential hopefuls, like Winston Tubman, have enthusiastically lined up behind George Weah.
George Weah, in a very short time, has had a huge impact in Liberia. Many, many young people are committed to him. The older politicians have polarized the country. This is not about individuals. This is about Liberia.
Facing George Weah in Liberia's presidential election ring is feisty 67-year-old grandmother and veteran opposition politician Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Mama Ellen became the rallying cry at her campaign stops.
We see our president coming, we see her coming.
Sirleaf Johnson has been in government before and has worked at the World Bank and the United Nations. Her previous bid for the presidency in 1997 failed. But if she succeeds this time, Johnson Sirleaf would become Africa's first elected female head of state. And she's excited about the prospect.
I think all the African women today are just sitting on the edge of their chairs waiting for this to happen, because that's going to open the doors. Liberia is poised for history, and African women are just waiting for this to happen.
Whoever wins, the challenges ahead are the same for both. Ensuring lasting peace for Liberians, reviving the economy and creating jobs, as well as restoring running water, electricity, and a functioning telephone system. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Monrovia.